Good evening. This is the HRV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the brightonarion.com online. You can also get our amazing podcast. We have just been led in by the one and only Ozaria and our very own Josh with their Pride anthem hit called The Power. And we've got in the studio the wonderful David and my good self. Good evening,
Hello,
David.
Sue. And what a good track that was. That was a real sort
I
of
know. I
upbeat
was
anthem,
jumping
wasn't it?
around.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, he's such a talent, isn't he, our Joshy?
I know.
Yeah,
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed. That was really great, wasn't it?
He sent his apologies. He debuted that at Worthing Pride.
You did.
So
Yes.
we've got some prides to talk about. We've had a little message from Stephen, haven't we? Because he went to London
We
Pride.
have.
Let's have a
Yes.
listen.
Shall we?
97.2 FM.
Radio Reverb.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the HIV Hour. This is Stephen, just doing a little drop in to tell you about how London Pride went last week. So I marched with the Terence Higgins Trust and it was a great day. I marched with Phil, who is also a presenter on the show. And yeah, we marched and we had Beverly Knight marching with us. She's a patron at Terence Higgins Trust, and she marched and waved at people and signed autographs and did interviews. And it was just a really good day. The weather stayed, it was warm, but it wasn't like stifling warm until kind of later on in the afternoon. So for the first hour that we were marching, it was all good. Yeah, great to see so many other charities and organizations there, although there were a few that were missing due to money and all these different things. So, you know, it was definitely, there was definitely, you could see the people that you were used to seeing that weren't there, which is, I suppose it's a sign of the times and a sign of how funding is going and or not going for a lot of smaller organisations. So remember to support your organisations in you know, all of them. But you know, the small organisations are obviously struggling with all the budget cuts and things like that. So yeah, but Pride was a good day in London. Lots of sun. Working with Phil has become my tradition. So we've done it for the last couple of years. Although he did push me in a wheelchair last year because I had a broken ankle and couldn't walk. So it was definitely easier on him this year. Yeah, just lots of smiles, lots of people in good spirits. And yeah, can't believe it's come and gone again. So yeah, thank you everybody that gave us a wave and gave us a shout out and everything. Thank you to Beverly for just being so lovely, and thank you for everybody that was there. If you were there, I hope you had a ball and yeah, enjoyed all the excitement and everything that was going on in Trafalgar Square. There was a big buzz that Madonna was going to make an appearance, so there was a lot of excitement about that. But after we finished the march, a post came up online saying that Madonna would not be appearing. So, but it didn't stop people enjoying themselves. They were still having a ball. So that's Pride done for another year in London. But thank you.
Oh, lovely to hear from Stephen, and nice to have a Philip name dropped as well.
I know. How cheeky. How wonderful.
Are you going to Pride? Brighton Pride this year is coming up on the...
I'm not going to Pride this year. Last year was my 15th Pride. I marched and paraded and for the Terence Higgins Trust.
Yeah.
And I'm not going this year. I actually bought a new hat last year, but I will be wearing my hat, my beautiful pink Diamante hat.
Yeah.
And I will be supporting from the sideline, but I won't be attending this year. So, yes, so...
So obviously Brighton Pride is the first Saturday of this August.
Yes.
I won't actually be going to Pride myself either. I'll be manning an exhibition, which more about we shall hear later on in the show.
Can I ask you the question, which I got asked a question last year, and I get questions all the time on why, you know, there's been a lot of stuff in the media about the things that are going on. Now, we're not going to talk about some of the horrendous things that are going on at the moment within our LGBT plus Q communities, but as being in the straight community and as a, as a woman living with HIV, I'm very vocal on making sure, even though I'm not in those communities, David, that I'm shouting the rights and the thoughts and the feelings for people that are. And something I constant, and I say it every single year, and I'm going to continue to say it, people are still saying to me, and I've seen loads of stuff on social media, why are we still celebrating? What is the need? Why? We've got everything. We've got this, we've got that, they've got that, aren't they? In other words, the impression I'm getting is, aren't they satisfied? But what people don't realize, David, and that it's not just a march, it's a protest. And each year that protest gets bigger because of, the human impact of people's rights gets, with what's been going on this year. So, and I have a message to everyone that say to me constantly, and I see on social media, why do we need pride? And I'll tell you why. And I love saying it, I love shouting it. If you ever had to fight for your identity and to be who you are, zip it, because you have no inkling, you have no, absolutely no thought on how that can feel and be. And I will continue to shout that, David. And it's probably like an old broken record now, but I'm still very passionate. A lot of my friends and colleagues are from the LGBT plus community, and we, even more so than ever, we need collaboration. We need to join forces to make sure that those rights of people that are still fighting for those rights are seen and are continue to be visible. So it's not just a pride, everyone. It's a protest, and even a bigger protest than what it was last year and the year before. What's your thoughts about it,
I mean,
David?
there are still, I mean, despite the fact that that LGBTs are allowed to marry now, you're still very difficult to get recognised if you don't identify in the gender that you were born to. I mean, there are still injustices that happen. There is still discrimination. There is still homophobic, violent attacks as well as verbal attacks. It still happens. It's Brighton Transgender Pride is this Saturday, the 18th of
That's
August,
correct.
and I've been for the last few years just to show my support. I don't identify as trans, but I recognise that everybody has a right to be who they want to be and love who they want to love.
Yes, I agree.
And that is basically they're not asking for extra rights or being treated extra specially. It's just, we want to be treated like human beings. And I've learned an awful lot from the trans community. I was there back in the day fighting for equal rights for LGBTs. But I recognise there are still people that are discriminated against just because they feel that no, they were in the wrong body. What they have to suffer to be recognized or just the safety concerns that they have to take into account. I still look behind me and look ahead of me if I want to hold hands with my partner in public, even in Brighton, even on, walking along the seafront, because there might be a load of lads on a stag night and I don't know if their shouting and cheering is just genuine joy or if it's aggressive. So I still do that double take. So yeah, Brighton Pride, it means all sorts of things, but yeah, it's just basically your right to be yourself, isn't it?
And it's meant, okay, there's a lot more things than what there was 10 years ago, but still people have still got a fight to maintain those things, right?
Especially in this day and age
Just
when
because we've achieved certain things doesn't mean that that's it, we're done and dusted. People are still protesting and fighting to keep those things in place that
I mean,
people
no,
have achieved throughout the decades, do you know?
yeah.
So
And without getting too political, we know that in certain countries in Europe, there's a swing to the right. We know that pride flags have been taken down in the UK because they're under a different administration or different council. It's always the being aware of the thin end of the wedge, because if they start to sort of erode our rights in one way, then how far are they going to go? So yeah, it's always worth, it's worth celebrating what we have and who we are, but it's also, as you say, worth protesting about the injustices that everybody faces. Even heterosexuals face injustice and
Oh
discrimination.
yes. Oh yes.
So yeah, pride is for everybody, and likewise HIV is,
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's for everybody, but it
Mm-hmm.
affects everybody. You know, if we're very proudly on this show, champion the rights of people in living with HIV. Shall we have a song?
Shall we?
Yeah, let's have a song. And today's second song, this has been chosen by Angelina Namiba, and this is actually her daughter, and we shall hear a little bit from Angelina after this song.
97.2 FM, Radio Reverb.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on Brighton 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and on DAB Plus Radio. Don't forget our podcasts are downloadable on your podcast platform of choice. We're really proud to be sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies, and we are a non-for-profit radio station. So if you would like to donate to the station to help keep the lights running and the licenses paid, please go to radioreverb.com. This show has its own website at hivhour.org.uk, and you can email us at info@hivhour.org.uk. The song you've just been listening to was Rush by Malika, and Malika happens to be the daughter of one of our correspondents in London, a fantastic correspondent called Angelina Namiba, who is one of the founders of the 4M network. And Angelina has interviewed Judy Otte for us, and we're going to play that in a moment. Judy has spent over 15 years working in the HIV sector. And her work includes HIV prevention, including PrEP and treatment support and advocacy living with people living with HIV. She also serves on the national advisory boards, including BEVA, the PrEP Guidelines Working Group, and the EACS WAVE Menopause Group. So she's passionate about highlighting the issues faced by migrant communities and advocating for a greater awareness of the challenges experienced by women aging with HIV. So let's hear our interview with Angelina Namiba and Judy Otte.
Good afternoon. I am here in this lovely sunny Sunday, lovely sunny day, at the launch of the Voices Like Mine, One Voice Network, HIV Patients Charter. And I'm delighted to be speaking with Judy Otte. Judy, would you like to just tell me a little bit about your role at Africa Advocacy Foundation?
Thank you, Angelina, and thank you for this opportunity. So, like Angelina said, my name is Judy Otte. I am the head of HIV services at Africa Advocacy Foundation, and that involves both prevention and supporting people living with HIV.
Thank you very much, Judy. And who are the One Voice Network?
So, One Voice Network is a collaboration of about 15 community organizations that are Black-led, one of which AAF is, Africa Advocacy Foundation is a member, and it brings together the different small organizations, have a collective voice, be able to influence policy and advocacy for Black communities living with HIV in the UK.
Thank you very much. And we're here today for the launch of the patient charter. Tell me a little bit about it and what you hope to achieve with the charter.
So the patient charter came about from a primary care report that we did around experiences of people living with HIV. And through that, there were recommendations, one of which was to create a patient charter, because we realized that a lot of people had a disconnect between what they were receiving in primary care and what they should be receiving or what they should expect. And this is a charter that outlines what they should expect. We recognize that Black people living with HIV face unique barriers due to structural racism, stigma, and inequality. So this charter outlines the rights and our responsibilities to ensure treatment and care that is inclusive and grounded in respect.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for your time. And just for everybody, please look out for the One Voice Network, Voices Like Mine, HIV Patient Charter, and please share it with all the people that need to know it, to patients, to clinicians, to GP surgeries. Thank you very much, Judy, and have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you, Angelina.
Radio Reverb.
Have you thought about getting a new cat soon? Or enjoying the freedom of.
Oh, David, you shouldn't have said that.
Ah.
Watch this space. One second. I know our listeners can't see or hear, but.
Oh. Listeners, I
my
am.
Two beauties.
Two beautiful pussycats.
Yeah, the two sisters, and I'd like to introduce them to the HIV Hour. So you'll be seeing them quite a lot running around the screens as they get bigger. They're called Sky and Bluebell.
Oh, what lovely names. Hello,
And
welcome to the
all
HIV
vet
Hour.
checked this morning. I picked them
Yeah.
up when I came back from holiday, but it's 3 months since my Billy left me. And what a void it's been. I knew I'd always get another cat. And I found these two and I thought, well, I had to take them both. So, yes, I've just pulled them off there. Right? You can go back now, baby
Oh,
girls.
lovely. You know, between us, between you, me, and Stephen, we've got nine cats. So we do love dogs as well, listeners. We do
We
love
do,
dogs
yeah,
as
we
well.
love animal. We're all animal lovers, and
Yeah.
you know that they play a great part with our mental health. I've always found.
Very important. In fact, you know, there's a feline equivalent of HIV, isn't there? FIV.
Yes, there is. Yes,
Yeah. So anybody that says, you know, that HIV is an abnormal disease, well, actually, no.
Yeah,
The monkeys have
the
it.
feline version. That's right. Yes.
Cows have it, BIV. There's an
Yes.
aquatic mammal version. So it's a retrovirus, just like many, many others. And there's no
Yeah.
shame in having HIV. It's just a virus. So, coming up, funny enough, because of the shame associated with HIV, there is
Yeah.
stigma. And coming up on the 21st of July, as many of our listeners will know, is Zero HIV Stigma Day, named after Prudence Mbele, who was the first South African woman to stand up proudly saying, "I am HIV positive." So, in honor of her memory, Brighton has been, for the last 4 years now, has been
Oh,
celebrating
yes,
Zero HIV
yes.
Stigma Day. And I interviewed the wonderful Gary Pargeter about what is happening for Zero Stigma Day. So I'm delighted to be joined by Gary Pargeter, who's the CEO of Lunch Positive here in Dorset Gardens Methodist Church. Hello, Gary.
Hello, David. Good to be with you.
And we're here to chat about Zero HIV Stigma Day, haven't we? Which, as listeners may know, is on the 21st of July every year. Can you tell us a bit about that and how it evolved?
Sure. So here in Brighton and Hove, we're really proud to be holding what we believe is the only kind of public stage event on that day, and bringing together a whole range of voluntary sector organisations, the local council, speakers living with HIV, community supporters. A great event happening in Jubilee Square in Brighton, where there'll be music. The speakers talking about their lives with HIV, people talking about the commitment from the city to end HIV stigma, and what the most brilliant thing about this event is that it's undertaken collaboratively, put together by all of the participants as a group, and reflects the theme this year, which is community and collaboration, changing the narrative of HIV.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it? Just to work across the. I mean, it's a citywide initiative. Lunch Positive have been sort of spearheading it for about four years now, is it? I think, if memory serves me
It
right.
would be, absolutely,
Yeah,
yeah.
so it was initially it was the date was chosen to mark Prudence Mbele's birthday, who and she was sort of the first woman in South Africa to sort of openly sort of stand up and be counted as living with HIV. But it's great that we have people living with HIV present in the I'll call them festivities because it is a celebration, isn't it? How far we've come. What are your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely, it is. I mean, we'll be hearing, of the lives of positive speakers from Terence Higgins Trust, including probably the quite well-known Jonathan Blake, another brilliant positive speaker, Abigail Bruce, and others. And it is, as you say, it is put together and led by people living with HIV, and I'm sure that we'll hear some very moving accounts of people's lives and how stigma has affected them and us, but also, we'll hear about how people have turned that around in their lives, how they've become empowered, how they've gone on to educate others, and also kind of build their own resilience as well, as many of us with HIV have needed to do, but have done so very, very successfully. So it really is, yeah, it is a celebration of our achievements as much as a reminder of the need to challenge HIV stigma and to understand the true facts of HIV.
I mean, Brighton's very well known for its World AIDS Day memorial statue, and obviously that centre
point for all the World AIDS Day commemorations, but like I say, it's a celebration of how far we've come and how we shouldn't feel ashamed of living with HIV. And if we can spread that knowledge and normalise it, that just helps people get tested, because obviously the fear, the stigma, doesn't it, people worry about getting tested, and that obviously that then has a knock-on effect to the treatment that they get. So we've got the Rainbow Chorus performing, haven't we?
Yes, it's a fantastic lineup. So we have Rainbow Chorus performing. They'll be opening with some really rousing music and performing throughout in little snippets and breaks as the hour goes on.
Yeah.
The event's going to be hosted by the most amazing drag artist, Mary O'Cart.
Oh, yes, yes.
Who has most absolutely spectacular costume and is a wonderful ally of our HIV community. As I say, interspersed with speakers from THT Positive Voices. And at the event, which is happening at Jubilee Square in Brighton, also there'll be a group of placard holders and stigma busters from Sussex Beacon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Wonderfully dressed and challenging stigma, and there to talk to the general public about the facts of living with HIV today.
Yeah.
And if nothing else can bring you along, then Lunch Positive will also be there giving away free food and drinks. So more could you want, really?
Yeah, yeah. And if you can't make it, then Lunch Positive are going to be at Brighton Pride this year.
We are. So we're really grateful to have a food stall at Preston Park at Brighton Pride this year. It's one of our biggest community fundraisers. We're hoping to raise on the 2 days, both the Friday and, sorry, apologies, on the Saturday and the Sunday, we're hoping to raise £20,000.
Wow.
And that's to cover our rent for the work that we do in Brighton and Hove. So it's a really important fundraiser for us. So if anybody's going to Pride and Preston Park on those 2 days, please come and get your food from us.
Oh, yeah, you know, compared to some of the other food concession stalls, it's good value for money. It's healthy, it's nutritious, and raises vital funds.
Absolutely, and like everything we do, you know, community fundraising and public engagement and working community, it's all been put together by volunteers. So, you know, we're around 20 volunteers giving up their Pride time to come and support the charity and be there on those 2 days. Absolutely it is, yeah.
So just out of interest, is the Eastbourne social group that normally takes place on the first Saturday of every month, is that happening?
Nothing will ever stop us providing our groups and services. So we're doing both on that day. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So no, that's still happening. A group of volunteers putting that together, and our coordinator Jim's going to be there for the day. So that'll still be going ahead as usual.
Oh, that's good to know. Is there anything else that you might be able to tease our listeners with about future Lunch Positive project?
Well, I'll come back to you on some developments that we've got within our service delivery.
Yeah.
But as the year goes on, there's a couple of things that perhaps I can mention now and come back to you with. Mm-hmm. So one of those things will be our World AIDS Day Community Lunch, which comes up in November. I know it's a little while away, but it'll be a date to hold. It's the 23rd of November, if I've got that date correctly, where we open up our doors to the entire community to come along to have some lunch, spend time together, commemorate World AIDS Day, and then we have our usual World AIDS Day events coming up in December, which I know you'll be covering.
It comes so quickly, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does.
So anyway, listeners, so the main purpose of this interview is the Zero HIV Stigma Day. So assemble, or try to be at the Jubilee Square outside of Jubilee Library before 1 o'clock, because 1 o'clock is when the Rainbow Chorus and the Stigma Warriors start doing their opening. And then it'd be a great opportunity to meet people living with HIV who can help people understand what the reality of living with HIV is today, and that it need not be scary anymore.
Absolutely. And people can stay for as long or as short as they want. Just come along, be there, and let's spend this time as a community.
And also Lunch Positive in Brighton, how often is that and what time?
Twice a week, on a Tuesday 12 till 3 here at Dorset Gardens Methodist Church, and on a Friday 11:30 to 3 again at Dorset Gardens Methodist Church, and with some outreach activities as well, the Lawson Unit, but there are two main days.
Great. Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Radio Reverb.
97.2.
Radio Reverb.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the BrightonArea.com online. And again, always singing and dancing about our famous podcast. Yeah, really informative interview by Gary there. And it's one of the big events of Brighton and Hove calendar. Excited as always. Are you going to be attending this year, David?
I'll be with the Unicorns U Community Quilt, which is being created by Positive East, and the lovely
Oh,
Ian
yeah.
Montgomery will be in the hospital with me on Zero Stigma Day itself. So
Oh,
not only are the events happening in Jubilee Square, but across the city as well. So I'm really looking
wow.
forward to introducing all the patients and staff of the hospital, the U equals U message, which is backed up by the U equals U quilt. And we are actually in the U equals U quilt, aren't we, Sue?
Yes, we are.
We are.
We
So
get
look at the
everywhere,
background.
don't we, David?
We do, yeah, we do. Not soon after Zero Stigma Day, the friend of the show, Joshua Royal, is exhibiting his HIV The Naked Truth nude exhibition over Pride weekend. So Pride Day itself in Brighton, I will be manning the exhibition. So if you want to come and see the exhibition, it's quite tastefully done. It is family friendly, even though the participants are naked. I can explain to you who the participants are and why they are doing the exhibition. So that a great way of also showing that, you know, HIV affects anybody and we're just normal people like anybody else.
Where will that be so our listeners
Oh yes,
know?
that'll be at the Phoenix Gallery in Brighton. So it's just at the bottom of the level between St. Peter's Church and the level in Brighton. You'll see a big building on the east side of the concourse where the parade goes by. So if you are in a bit of a queue to get to the park, you know, just quick 10 minutes to get some shade and have a look at our exhibition. We'd love to see you there, and you can meet me and others. And if you've got any ideas for the show, come and chat to me about them, and I'd love to hear them. And that goes for all the listeners, even if you can't make it to the exhibition. We do love hearing from you, so just email us at info@hivhour.org.uk, and you can give us your song requests or ideas for topics that we haven't covered or something that you're passionate about. If you want to take part in the show and present a piece yourself, get in touch with us. So let's hear from Joshua. I had a little quick chat with him, and he'll tell us more about the exhibition. I'm delighted to be joined on Zoom by a dear friend of the show, Joshua Royal. Hi, Joshua.
Hi, David.
And you've come to talk to us about an exciting venture that's happening over Pride weekend, and either side of Pride, isn't it? So to tell us, what is going on?
So we are bringing our exhibit, our nude exhibit, to Brighton Pride. We're going to be featured at the Phoenix Art Space in Brighton. And we have our exhibit featuring 14 LGBTQIA plus HIV activists, all living with HIV, apart from one who is an ally. And yeah, it's open from the 29th of July to the 2nd of August.
Right, and that's from 12 o'clock until
12 o'clock till 5 o'clock. So it's open to the public. It's free of charge. Go pop your head in and see lots of sexy people. And just like, let's eradicate HIV stigma, you know? It's a beautiful way to.
tell us why is this exhibition happening?
Well, I think it was such a success in London. And I just think the body is so powerful. And I think it just equalizes that everyone's equal. And that HIV can affect anyone, but we're such beautiful, beautiful people. I think just to showcase that stigma is not something that we should not talk about, I think it kills. Stigma kills.
It does.
I think these models have all bared that all for me. And like, they're so beautiful. And I think I'm so proud of all of each one of them. Their story is so unique. Each one of them is unique. And I just think they're so precious to me. My HIV family is so precious to me. I just think to have them, like Rebecca Tavilan, Talon de Havilland, like she was so nervous, but like, you know, she just was so confident. And like, for her to do this exhibition was just so special. All of the models are beautiful, and they are beautiful. But I'm just so honored that Rod, the photographer, who I've known since I was a dancer, agreed to do this exhibition. And I think, like, we're just going to take it from level to level, you know? So it's very exciting.
It is, and I think there's, you know, there's a vulnerability in being naked, and I suppose that in a way there's also a vulnerability when we share the fact that we're living with HIV. So you're one of the models, aren't you?
I am indeed.
And the listeners may know that from when I was boasting about it in December that I'm also one of the models.
You are indeed,
It's all
David.
very tastefully done. It's not done for eroticism or
It's
titillation.
not for OnlyFans or anything like that,
Yeah,
don't
no,
worry.
it's something you can. It is family friendly, although it's
It
a
is
little
fun.
bit efficient.
It's authentic and it's really artistic and creative and beautiful. It's a
Yeah.
work of art. They're works of art, so
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
very proud of my babies.
Oh, good. And there's a private viewing on
The 30th, Thursday, 30th of July, from 6 till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Hosted by Estina Mandela, and we've also got a VIP guest speaker, the
Right.
mayor of Brighton and Hove.
Oh, right, the Mayor of Brighton, yes, Theresa Fowler. Oh, that's wonderful.
Exactly.
Oh, it's nice to be recognised because now you are actually a Brighton citizen now, aren't you?
I am officially a Brighton citizen
Yeah.
as of 2026. Yes. So everything I did in London is coming to Brighton.
Oh,
So.
wonderful. Oh, Brighton won't know what's hit it.
Oh, I think they
No,
know
but
already.
yeah. But I mean, it's wonderful. Thank you for bringing it to Brighton.
You're
I
welcome.
recommend anybody, if you're going to Brighton Pride, it's en route, isn't it? So the Brighton Pride
It's literally
parade.
10 minutes from the
Yeah.
station, and hopefully people can go in, have a drink and mingle and discuss and about HIV and just
Yeah.
what how much progress we've made, but also look at that, remember the lives we've lost over the years, and but
Yeah.
be positive about the progress we've made
That's
is
so
the positive
important. And
aspect.
yeah. And just to have people living with HIV visible, not hidden away.
Yes. I mean, some of the most beautiful people I've ever met are HIV positive, and I think people think it's a dirty man's disease, but it can affect anyone, trans men, trans women, women especially.
Yes.
I think we just got to remember it's not just a gay man's disease anymore. It's
No.
livable with effective treatment, like U equals GU. And I think we just need to remember that, like, everyone should be on PrEP now, get tested. You know, you can still have a healthy and loving life lifestyle. But I think we just need to remember that, like, we're beautiful people, and we shouldn't be ashamed of how we act or are or how we live our lives. It doesn't matter. Don't judge people for who they are. You know, just be yourself and live
Exactly.
an
Yeah.
authentic life, you know?
Yeah. I couldn't say it better myself. Well, I wish you every success. If you are passing by Brighton Pride Day, I'll be manning the exhibition on Brighton Pride. So if you want to come in and
You
say
will
hello and
indeed.
meet one of the HIV team, in other words, me, I'll be happy to show you around and guide you through each portrait and tell you about the people behind it and their stories.
And there are prints available, I should mention. So if you want a print, give us your details and they'll be shipped out after the event.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
you know, take the payments and we'll get them sent over to
Sure,
you. Yeah.
sure. And yeah, fantastic. Yeah, because it is, although it's free to attend, to visit and view the exhibition, it is actually
It is.
just
But it,
raising
all the
money.
funds raised, raised from the funds from the prints. And if you want to make a donation, it will all go to Positive East in London that do great work for the HIV community and testing and outreach and everything. So
They
that's brilliant.
do. In fact, they produce the U equals U community quilt,
They have, which I hear is coming to
yeah,
Brighton, no?
it is indeed. So yeah, there'll be more about that in the community news section of the
That's
show.
very
Yeah,
exciting.
thanks ever so much for coming on board, Joshua, and I wish you every success. And I look forward to seeing you at the exhibition, and I hope to see many of our listeners there too. Joshua, would you like to choose a song to accompany the exhibition?
I would love to, and it's called Fabulous by Meek.
Right, fantastic. Well, let's have a listen to that now. Thank you.
Amazing.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.
Come aboard, sister.
Radio Reverb.
And our amazing Abigail, she's been up to all sorts of things. Abigail's our, or Aggie and more on the show, but she's been behind the scenes, but been up to all sorts of tricks. She's been on Channel 5. She's done a phone in about formula milk and why it should be given free for women and people. So yeah, I heard her on the show, and it was she had very vocal. If people are unaware that something got passed through the government last World AIDS Day, where they are going to be providing women who are living with HIV and who are pregnant and giving birth, they can access free formula milk. Because at the moment, the Beaver guidelines are stating, David, that the best at the moment is to formula milk. Now, we know because we work in the community of HIV, we know there's many, many, many studies going on where women who are HIV positive are actually breastfeeding. And that, I don't know about you, but I foresee that is the future. I mean, that will eventually happen. But the guidelines is, because we always have to go by the guidelines, don't we, David? The British HIV Association guidelines are, unless you're in a study or you're what have you, the best thing is to formally milk. So obviously now, you know, a lot of people are in different situations, you know, when we talk about money and financial. So we want to make sure that, you know, mums and babies are okay. And so, and that's one of the reasons, you know, there's funding now available for HIV positive mothers and others to access free formula milk, which is a great step in the right direction. And Abigail was really noting that, and she really brought that to the forefront in that very quick conversation she had just a couple of days ago. So well done to Abby on that.
Radio Reverb.
Fine. Radio Reverb.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour. Pride's coming up in a couple of weeks, so a mate of mine, Peter, who is the owner of the Kemp Town Club in Kemp Town, Brighton, is starting an event which is going to be 4 days of a Pride. Hey, Peter.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
So you've got an amazing new event, haven't you, that's going to take over the weekend of Pride, aren't you?
Well, hopefully it's amazing.
Yeah.
I've received funding.
Right.
I come up with this thing, me and a couple of people come up with this thing last year, about bringing some community back to Kemp Town during Pride.
Right.
And I received funding from Unite Union, and we're going ahead with it this year.
Fab.
So it will be based between the Kemp Town Club and St George's Church in St George's Road.
Right.
And on the Thursday, it'll be Thursday the 30th. Friday the 31st,
yeah,
and the 1st and 2nd of August.
Also the 4 days.
The four, full 4 days.
Right, brilliant.
And on the Thursday, Latest TV are going to be showing some queer films. It's going to be a queer film festival.
Oh, okay.
In the church.
Right.
Which is an oxymoron, really. But it'll be showing them in the church. And the reason I want to speak to you today,
yeah,
is because I want to put out there, and I'm looking for community groups, LGBTQ or allies community groups, or small businesses that are online that maybe want to some public facing time, and come have stalls there for the 4 days. They can have 1 day. They can have 4 days.
Right.
Come. It's free of charge. They don't have to pay in. They just come and be part of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And on the Thursday, we're hoping to have community groups there, the queer festival there. There will be food trucks, food stalls. There'll be a bar.
Yeah.
That'll be the Thursday. On the Friday, same thing. It will be food stalls. There'll be a Japanese food stall.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and good. A barbecue.
Right.
And I was contacted the other day, and a guy asked me if I wanted an ice cream van to be there. So there'll probably be an ice cream van there.
It's probably good.
It's nice hot weather, so hopefully there'll be an ice cream van. And there'll be a bar and a bit DJ during the day. And then on the Friday night, I've got a cabaret show.
Oh, brilliant.
In the church, with hosted by Sally Vate.
Great.
Brighton's sweetheart.
One and only Sally.
The one and only.
The one and only.
Brighton's sweetheart. And the acts at the moment are Portia.
Right.
And Gabriella Parish.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. I'm hoping to put in another couple in there.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. And then that will go on from 6:30 till 8 o'clock or whatever.
Okay.
And then there's a DJ till 10 o'clock.
Right, okay.
So that's the Friday. On the Saturday, same thing. Food trucks, bar, yeah, and all that stuff. But I've got a band.
Okay.
And this band, it's some girls who do different genres, and they do 40s, 50s and 60s music.
That sounds good.
I've got a dance troupe there who's going to show you how to jive.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So that, and then they'll be on there for an hour and a half or whatever, and then the DJ on
DJ
the Saturday,
again. Yeah.
The Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the special thing for me is the Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Andrew, Father Andrew from the church, I spoke to him last year.
Right.
When we decided we're looking into this, and I spoke to him last year and I asked him if he could do a service of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For people who've died of HIV and AIDS.
Right.
I never know what to call it, Thanksgiving Memorial Remembrance.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of all of them.
I think it's, you know? Yeah, I think it's a mixture of all
kinds. I think it's a combination of all of them, yeah. Definitely. And he agreed to that. On one condition is that I do a reading at it.
Okay.
So I agreed to that, and that's fine. So the whole day, the morning, the service will be service of Thanksgiving. I'm asking people, I'm putting out there, people who want to come along, remember friends.
Yeah.
Bring names.
Yeah.
There'll be tags there to write people's names down.
Brilliant.
And we'll keep them.
Yeah.
And eventually we'll put them in a book of remembrance and keep that at the church.
And that'll be there.
And we could, that'll be there all the time, and we can build on that year on year.
That sounds great. Yeah,
And then as soon as the service is finished, open the doors, there'll be a DJ, stalls, food, and just a party.
Brilliant.
Till 7 o'clock at night, right, on the Sunday. And the good thing for me is that I'm now, because of the funding from Unite Union,
yeah,
the whole thing is free.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
To everybody. Right. Just walk through the door, it's free. You know, in this day and age, people don't want to be paying loads of money to go to and watch and listen to a DJ. And
yeah,
you can get it for nothing.
Yeah.
If you can get it for nothing, if you can get, being Scottish, you can get somebody else to pay for it, why not? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a bonus.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the whole premise of the thing.
So people, you're looking for people to take over stalls if they want to.
If they want to have a stall, just get in touch. There is a Facebook page, Kemp Town Village Community Pride.
Yeah.
And it's on Instagram as well. And you can also contact St George's Church just on the phone.
Straight away.
And speak to Paul Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the secretary there. He'll take any stalls?
What are you in any particular? Any doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the stall is. I mean, I don't like radical right wing stalls. I want LGBTQI+. Yeah. I want allies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Community based. LGBT.
Whether it be community for young people who are coming out as LGBTQ, older people who are lonely, maybe,
yeah,
all of that sort of stuff, in between, the whole gamut, yeah. And there's a charity thing that I was at last Saturday at the Crown Anchor called Russell Martin Foundation.
Right.
And they're going to have a stall there, and they deal with young people and getting them into sports and all this, right, you know, and inclusive stuff. So stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm also particularly looking for small businesses. You know, people who have just, young people or older people who started off a small business, who are online, who want a public face for a few days.
And it's free, is it?
It's free of charge.
Which is amazing.
You don't need to pay anything. Just free of charge.
Amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
That,
I mean, the what I didn't mention was the times. You know,
yeah,
on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we will be there. The bars will be open. Everyone will be open from 3 o'clock onwards.
Right.
The stalls can come. They can set up. They can stay for a couple of hours and then leave. They can stay all day if they want. It's up to
so
them.
No restrictions.
No restrictions. Until we close in the evening, we can stay all day. So that's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's 3 o'clock.
Right.
On the Sunday, the service starts. The service we're having starts at 10:30.
Yeah.
I would like as many people as possible to come to the service. And then the service finishes at 11:30, 11:45, and then the doors will open and we'll have a party.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're doing this, what is this for? What are you doing the event for? What's, I mean, there's obviously a few things, but
I'm doing it because, well, I wanted to do it because I don't believe there's as much community stuff as there should be.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Pride's been years, isn't it?
Yeah, Pride's been going for 30 odd years. I think I was at the first one. I've been in Brighton for nearly 40 years. So, you know, it's the community thing sort of sense of loss. It's lost its community.
Yeah.
You know, it's lost a heart.
And it's good, to have those.
And actually, you've got the whole thing in Preston Park. You've got St. James Street. You've got the seafront. You've got all of the seafront.
Yeah, it stretches around.
Stretching right through to Hove, yeah, who are all involved in this.
Yeah.
But Kemp Town seems to be stuck out like in the middle of nowhere. Nobody seems to deal with it. They just walk through it to get to it.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of gays live in Kemptown.
Have you had a reaction to it?
Yes. I've had a lot of reaction to it. A lot of people putting it out on their social media and all the rest of it for me.
Yeah. And this is all for Sussex Beacon?
It's all for Sussex Beacon. The events are free of charge, but Sussex Beacon will be there. There were buckets all there over the whole weekend collecting money because Sussex Beacon is transitioning from being a purely HIV and AIDS respite care hospice to an LGBTQ+ hospice for anybody that is in that group.
So important.
And it is important that we, people in our community, have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend who died recently, a couple of years ago in August, who was in the Martlets, and they treated her wonderfully. So they were amazing with her. But they don't have that. They don't know what it's like to be gay. You know, they don't know that you're allowed to bring your family and your kids and rest of it, but you're not. Whereas most people in our community, a lot of people, me in particular included, want to bring your friends, because your friends are your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Not your mum and your dad or your brothers and your sisters.
Yeah.
Lots of people, gays, don't have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want your friends to be sleeping in a room overnight with you.
And if you are coming to the end of your life, you want to feel comfortable and
Yes, of course. And if we can raise money for the Beacon to allow other people to have that privilege,
yeah,
I'm quite a happy man.
That sounds amazing. Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Good luck with it. Anything else you want to add? Just tell our listeners where it is again. Just
it's St George's Church, St George's Road.
In Kemptown.
It is the 30th, 31st of July, 1st and 2nd of August. And it involves, and it's between St George's Church and the Kemptown Club on St George's Road.
And if you're interested, go on to your Facebook page.
Go on to your Facebook page. It is Kemptown Village Community Pride.
And you find information on
it. And it will also be on St George's Church's website.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter. Good luck with it.
So, what speakers do we expect to hear at the Jubilee Square on Zero Stigma Day?
Oh, we've got a pocket full of happiness and empowerment on the day. Obviously, they come to me, Sue, can you deliver some amazing speakers? And of course, the answer was a massive yes. We've got two amazing, I'm going to be doing a speech myself, which I'll need to plan, but that won't be no problem. But we've got two amazing speakers. Again, we got the Abby getting her finger in the mixing pot again and doing a speech.
Mm-hmm.
For HIV Stigma Day, which is amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And of course, many of you may know and remember someone called Jonathan Blake, a trailblazer he's been a trailblazer for many, many years. Jonathan's going to be doing a speech. He's coming all the way. We're getting him all the way down from London, David, and he's going to be doing the speech on the stage. And a little whisper to everybody, Jonathan will be celebrating his 77th birthday.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
So, you know, and I spoke to him just recently and he said, I'm so excited, Sue. What a fantastic way to celebrate my 77th birthday, speaking at the Brighton and Hove HIV Stigma Day. So it's going to be an amazing day. We've got the... not the chorus, the choir. Which is brilliant. We've got some other MPs. Gary's going to be talking. We've got some other influential people, we're all going to be standing in solidarity, aren't we, David, on that day?
We are indeed, whether in the square or we're elsewhere.
Absolutely.
A very happy Zero Stigma Day and a very happy Pride to come as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And I mean, in other not so local news, in London, Positively UK are having a Thrive 50 Plus picnic. So the date for that is Tuesday, the 28th of July. It's from 11:30 until 4 p.m. at Greenwich Park. It is free to go along, so you get free food and free soft drinks.
Wow!
You meet at St Queen Mary's Gate or King William Walk in Greenwich Park. closest tube station is Greenwich Station. So if you want to go along to that or just confirm you're coming along so they get the numbers right for catering, you can email Colin at cslater, all one word, at positive.org. So what a great idea, a picnic in the park for the
been on the picnic for years, have you, David? I love a good old picnic.
I haven't, no.
I can see your mind working of a HIV hour picnic day. I can feel it, Dave. I can feel it in your face.
You can see my mind moving.
In Brighton and home.
Well, so that's really it for local news. Also, if you can't make the Naked Truth exhibition on Pride Day itself or make Pride itself, don't forget the Lunch Positive for having their Eastbourne group the first Saturday of every month. So with that, we're going to have to leave you. So thank you for joining us, listeners. But yeah, we've run out of time.
Never enough time for what we've got to say. Never enough.
But thank you, everybody. And thank you, Sue, for being such a fantastic co-host.
Lovely. Thank you, David. You take care. We'll speak to everybody soon.
Cheerio. Bye.